The spring semester of the Odyssey Continuing Education Program at Johns Hopkins University gets underway on February the 15th. And on the cover of this catalogue is a really gorgeous photograph of Notre Dame, and it conjures up the horrendous fire that was there just last year. And one of the perspectives is a multi-speaker program. This is called Preserving the World's Art Treasures. This is coordinated by Gary Vicon, former director of the Walters Art Museum and author of Sacred and Stolen, Confessions of a Museum Director. Also in the studio, Odyssey's director, Douglas Blackstone. Thank you both so much for being here. Great to see you both.
Thank you, Judith.
So, preserving the world's art treasures with a question mark. Why would we even question whether we're going to do this, Gary?
Well, it's not that you want to, but how you do it that counts. And so, when Notre Dame was burning in real time on CNN that day, a week and a half after I'd been in Paris, my mind put myself on that bridge from which you can see the back of the cathedral and the spire as it tumbled. And almost immediately after the fire, the embers were still hot. People were debating how this thing ought to be restored. And I thought to myself, I personally want this building to look like the building that I've always known. I felt as if I owned it. And so in a way, the question mark has to do with who gets to decide. And on what basis do you decide? And perhaps even more important than those two questions is, why do you care? So in a way, this course is not intended to teach people things, but rather to invite them to think about why they think the way they do about things. And so we're culminating the class in a panel discussion, because in the end, it really is probing values and the whys and wherefores of why we care and who gets to decide.
Sounds like an extraordinary course, as so many of the courses at Odyssey are. And Douglas, I know for you, it's sort of like a jigsaw puzzle pulling all of this together. And so with this as kind of the centerpiece, how did you feel you wanted to coordinate some of the other offerings around it?
I think that some of these things occur to me at a moment that I wouldn't expect. For example, we have a course called Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera, Icons of Modern Mexican Art, which goes along with our cover, which certainly features art. And over these semesters, we've had several courses in art, but in this particular issue, it delves a little more into the origins of the art rather than the appreciation of them.
And what are some of the other courses that you want people to know about particularly?
We have a course this semester by a new professor by the name of Susanna Garfine, and she talks about King David in text and tradition. Who was King David? And this course, I think, will be very interesting to a lot of our audience.
I mean, I know that you offer something like 40 courses, if not more, and really across all sorts of disciplines. So we can only touch on them. And certainly the centerpiece, as I say, is this multi-speaker program, Preserving the World's Art Treasures. Great to talk to you about that, Gary. Thank you so much for coming in. Great to see you again.
Good to see you, and thank you.
And thank you so much, too, Douglas Blackstone. For any further information, you can go to odyssey.jhu.edu.